Mondays.
It's Monday.
Mondays, am I right?
You said it.
So what did you do this weekend?
Best weekend ever.
Anyway, let's get down to business.
We need some coffee.
Let's get coffee. A big double shot for you. Keep you up all day.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Something to get a rise out of me.
Today's gonna be different.
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
This show is like magic.
I don't do magic.
Well, you better do something quick.
Let's start the show.
WQKX.
Yeah, let's start this show on Halloween Monday. Is there such thing, or did I just invent it? I'm not sure. Coming off the weekend and back to work.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Back at it Monday morning, weekend in review. When did you trick-or-treat? Some trick-or-treating got postponed because of the ugly weather. Doesn't that come hand-in-hand with Halloween? Halloween's supposed to be scary and dreary and disgusting. So it was. But we postponed trick-or-treating here and there anyway. I saw it all over social media. Not really a Halloween guy, so I really don't care. My kids are grown and gone, so there is no more trick-or-treating. However, we had a great time Saturday between the raindrops in downtown Lewisburg on the orange carpet at Campus Theater. Sam Tyler and I emceeing trick-or-treating. It was so much fun. You moms and dads who braved the weather, and it stopped raining for a while, which was great. Marched your kids on the orange carpet at the campus. We gave out trick-or-treats and had a good time. Some of the costumes were scary. Some were clever. Some were funny. I asked this question a week ago. How old is too old for trick-or-treating? Some of you Bucknell students in costume, you're way too old to trick-or-treat, but you were a heck of a lot of fun. So thanks for turning out in Lewisburg. Yesterday was our pink party bus, and Elisa from Sealands Grove and all of her friends. We had such a great time heading out to Shade Mountain Winery, spending the afternoon out there. Again, the weather held up. It was nice. And it's all for a great cause. As we continue to paint the valley pink, now October is over. Today is November 1, but it is our last week of painting the valley pink. We'll have a guest on Wednesday. Wrap up another successful year raising money for the Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health. That is at Evangelical Community Hospital. Thank you for all that you have done to help. And thanks for having fun with us.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Fallon with some late night talking about the doctor who missed surgery because he fell asleep.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I saw that a doctor in Boston was fined $6,000 for missing surgery because he ate his lunch in his car and then fell asleep. The doctor was like, I eat lunch and sleep in my car. Does it sound like I have $6,000? WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Last night was Halloween, but even more scary, today is the day after Halloween.
Yes, yes.
People waking up with the cruel reality that Halloween fell on a weekday, a work day, a school day. Sleepy, grumpy children who stayed up late, eating candy, and parents tired from walking their children around the neighborhood last night and also eating candy. You know you did. Sure, Halloween is fun, but today will seem like the longest day of the year. This message brought to you by people who believe trick-or-treating should always be the Saturday prior to Halloween, unless it falls on a weekend.
And there it is. Good job, guys.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
It is Monday, the day after Halloween, whether you like it or not. News, sports, and AccuWeather on the way. And there it is.
Hi, this is Bob.
So you want to go out on a date with her, but you don't know her number. So you read it off her dog's collar. Is there anything wrong with that? We'll talk about it.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
All right. Some people treat their pets like their kids. But you don't put collars on your kids with their name and phone number on it. That would be too creepy and dangerous for the kids. Yet we do it for the dogs. And sooner or later, that's going to backfire.
I don't know anybody by that name. How did you get my phone number? And they said, oh, I got it off of your dog's collar. Why would anybody think that's okay just to get my phone number from my dog's collar. That's in case my dog gets lost.
I know that. I know that. But again, you put it out there, lady. Look, I have a roommate, Leo. He wears a big collar with a big phone number on it. That phone number is the cell phone of the woman that I live with. Two things could happen here. Someone could steal the dog and demand ransom because he's expensive, or they could call her and beg her to take the dog
back. For
every
act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
Sorry, Leo. I was only kidding, buddy.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Hey, the McRib sandwich is back in McDonald's. I don't know why it's back, and I don't know why it ever left. We'll talk about it.
At UPMC.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Breaking news on the McRib front.
The sandwich that defined fast food in the 80s is now getting a 2021 makeover. The McRib is back. But
thank goodness.
In celebration of the sandwich's 40th birthday. I've never had one.
I've had one.
Huh. It looks interesting. I've been holding it so long. I've been
sleeping all alone. Don't I miss you? The McRib is back. Why was it ever gone?
Exactly.
You know, I'll try anything.
Well, why was it ever gone? I don't know. Why did they bring them back? I don't know. I thought they make things go away because they're not selling, but all of a sudden, the 40th anniversary, now it's back. Like, I guess someone wanted it back. I don't know.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning. Keep your phone handy. Another Keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel keyword could happen anytime.
Yeah!
On 94KX.
About 15 minutes away, news is next.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
We're about 10 minutes away from another keyword in the Keys to Cancun from Liberty Travel.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Ticket. It's that simple. You need a ticket to ride, right? Ticket. That's T-I-C-K-E-T. There you go.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach. All-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Well, we'll do the birthdays, but we've got late night TV. Jimmy Fallon wants to talk about a criminal who asked a cop to help him rob a bank.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I read about a man in Canada who was arrested after he asked police officers to help him break into an ATM. Yeah, he was arrested for being the most Canadian person ever. Hey, sorry to bother you, officer. Could you please help me break into this bank if it's not too much trouble, eh?
Part of the show, Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Especially if you got a birthday in your household, you could call it in. Lynn Hall's in the house.
Birthday
buddies.
We are getting ready.
We are getting ready. This guy is celebrating a birthday today. And we have to get his name right.
I know. You said it to me and I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
No.
Mags?
Uh-huh.
Ferdjur Horneman.
Okay.
Mags Ferdjur Horneman.
Happy birthday.
We just know him as that guy that sings an aha for the 80s. And Take On Me. Taking On Birthday Buddies next. Stay with us. Should we say happy birthday again to Mags?
Mags.
Mags Ferdjur Horneman.
In the Morning. With the over audiences across America. Birthday Buddies.
Yay!
Hurrah!
Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go! Here we go. Celebrities besides Mags. Penn Bagley, who played Dan Humphrey on Gossip Girl, is 35.
Okay, happy birthday.
The reason why I mentioned that, my kid was on one episode of Gossip Girl.
With that
and
guy?
It's the only it's the only episode I ever saw. The show was stupid. I just watched it because my kid
She was on one One episode. Okay.
Here's another name. Bo Bice is 46. He's another one of those American Idol runner-ups that actually made more money than the winner.
Indeed. That happens often.
Yes. Rick Allen, the one-armed drummer for Def Leppard.
Def Leppard.
Is 58 years old.
Okay.
Pretty amazing. Red Hot Chili Pepper guy. Mm-hmm.
Anthony Kiedis.
He's one of your favorites.
Yes, he is.
He's 59.
Like Anthony Kiedis. Is he really?
59 years old.
Okay.
Today. Yeah, and then, of course, Mags Furdin.
Furdin.
Bixton.
Lots of umlauts in his name.
Guy's got more umlauts than vowels. I don't get it. Anyway, those are not necessarily big celebrity names.
No. That's all we could find today, though, right?
That's all we have today.
Yeah.
So let's just move on to the locals, or as we call them.
Birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Amy Longacre. She's from Freeburg. She's 46 today.
Another Amy. Amy Riddell is 40 today.
Dan Swank is celebrating his 63rd.
Danielle Aiello from Milton, 41 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Dustin Twigg from Sealands Grove, 37.
Karen Womer from Middleburg, 46 today.
Marianne Chakos from Frackville is 62.
Pat Zimmerman, 63 today. Happy birthday, Pat.
And happy birthday to Susan Bastian. Lordy, lordy, Susan is 40. That's all we have locally,
That's it.
Two short lists today. It's all good.
That's okay.
All right. Well, hey, if you have a birthday, the Ford Fun Line is always open toll free.
Yes, and you can. Well, you could fax if you wish. I mean, we don't care about that. But
there you go.
You could also email us, snail mail us, call us.
Yep, use the text club.
Yes.
Do whatever you want.
Yes.
Just to get them to us, because we do them each and every day at this time.
And it's birthday, buddy.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
She's back.
Uh-oh.
If you're with us with viral comedy last week, the embarrassing mom with the microphone is back.
Embarrassing my 12-year-old son.
I'm bringing him lunch to school.
She's back in her latest episode. Viral comedy.
Oh, my goodness.
Is coming up after the news.
And it's on Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike's in the house. Morning, partner.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay because I am really enjoying the meta experience. How about you?
I am all about the meta.
I'm all about experiencing the meta.
Experiences. Experience. 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 Experiences.
Coming up, viral comedy. Are you ready?
I'm not sure, but yeah.
Okay.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
You ready, Mike?
I am ready. I love viral comedy.
Mark Zuckerberg changed the name of Facebook to Meta.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Did you hear the whole speech he did? It was creepy.
I missed it.
Oh, good. Good for you. I'll give you a synopsis right now. Someone edited Mark Zuckerberg saying the word experience all through his speech. Listen to this.
Experiences. Experience. 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 Experiences. Experiences. Experience. Experiences. Experience. Experiences. Experiences. Experiences.
You get a feeling that we should experience this meta thing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an experience based on what I've heard.
Yeah, I think so. All right, that's enough of that. It is funny, though. Look it up later. And the embarrassing mom is back. Last week, we had the mom with the microphone dropping her kid off in high school.
Yes.
Yeah, well, she's back. This time she crashes the cafeteria.
Embarrassing my 12-year-old son.
I'm bringing him lunch to school.
Mama, I brought you lunch. Come on. Come sit down. Come on. Come on, Mama. Yeah, I found
out. Now listen to the kids in the cafeteria. They start cheering for her because she's gone viral.
Right.
You are so special to me. I love you.
Yeah, your son feels a little different.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94.
What would you do if your mom did that to you when you were, before you were Movie Mike, you were just Mike in Sealands Grove High School?
I would probably move to Alaska and change my name.
Me too.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
including Movie Mike. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX entertainment report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
So today's entertainment report has a theme, and that theme is COVID-19, because this has dominated our lives for the last year and a half, right? And obviously it impacts the entertainment world.
So who has it now?
Well, that's a good question. It's Jon Bon Jovi. Ooh. He tested positive for COVID-19 shortly before he was set to perform in Miami last Saturday. He was doing a special event called Runaway with JBJ, which included photo ops, a Halloween costume party, an acoustic performance, and Q&A sessions. Jon had to take a rapid test before the show, and the concert goers were unfortunately already at the venue. Bon Jovi's rep says that he is fully vaccinated and feeling fine so far. So we do wish Jon Bon Jovi a speedy recovery.
Yeah, he is so necessary with Soul Kitchen and all the things he does.
Absolutely. A great guy all around, not just a great musician, but does a lot of humanitarian work. So a good guy. Now, Ice Cube, on the other hand, he left nearly 8 figures on the table because he didn't want to get vaccinated against COVID. He was going to star in a comedy with Jack Black called Oh Hell No that was going to start filming this winter in Hawaii. But when producers mandated that everyone get vaccinated, Cube walked. He was going to be paid $9 million for that movie. Wow. It's a bit surprising considering a few months ago he donated a bunch of masks to a college in Oklahoma. And earlier in the pandemic, he made Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself t-shirts with a photo of himself wearing a mask in order to raise money for healthcare workers. So
why the change? I mean, why the... Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess he's just maybe afraid of needles or something.
He gave up $4.5 million a shot.
Yeah, really? I mean, you know, I would get the shot again for $4.5 million.
So would I. Line me up. Anyway. And I don't like needles.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So Ice Cube, I guess, you know, walking away from a big payday.
Yeah.
And looking at the box office, Dune had a really heavy drop in its second weekend, although it was still number one with $15.5 million. Halloween Kills came in second with $8.5 million. No Time to Die was third with $7.8 million. The anime film My Hero Academia World Heroes Mission came in fourth with $6.4 million, despite not being advertised outside of that core anime audience.
Yeah.
So that real good number for
that's
that.
A lot of money, yeah.
It is, yeah. Venom 2 rounds out the top five with $5.8 million. Now, the weekend's other two new releases, Last Night in Soho and Antlers, both tied for sixth place with only $4.2 million. So neither of those really made much of a splash at the box office.
Speaking of Halloween, you and the boys, you and the family, have a good Halloween?
We did. We had a little mini Halloween party yesterday for our three-year-old. It was a lot of fun.
So, you loving horror movies like you do.
Yeah.
You couldn't show those in front of the kids.
No, we couldn't watch those. We had to just keep the TV on safe stuff. And then when the three-year-old napped and the 12-year-old was on his computer, I went down in my home theater and watched a horror movie.
Of course you did. I'm glad you had a good Halloween.
Yes, it was a lot of fun.
All right, we'll talk to you later in the week, Mike.
See you then.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
News, of course, sports, and your AccuWeather forecast. And we'll mic it up. Morgan in the Morning, mic'd up. With two lovely ladies that are going to talk about the second century soiree. The best songs on
the radio. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Time to mic it up. Step to the mic and introduce yourselves.
Well, good morning. This is Vanessa Venius from the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce.
Good morning. I'm Stacey Napoli from Isabella's.
Vanessa, it's so nice to see you again.
You too, Tom. Thanks for having us here.
Where's Domenico?
Domenico is still at home. He's getting ready to go downtown to the restaurant to get ready for the big party this weekend.
Let's talk about that big party, because if it's a party, whether it's a fundraiser or not, if Vanessa has anything to do with it, it's usually a good time. So, Vanessa, this is benefiting the Chamber, and it's celebrating the Chamber's anniversary, right?
Yes, it is. It's our second century soiree.
And it happens this weekend?
Yes, it's this Saturday, November 6th, at Area Premium Events in Milton. It is going to be a roaring 2020s theme. So expect flapper dresses, jazz music. It's just all around going to be a fabulous time. And we do have our top chef of the valley curating the menu.
So tell us about Area first, because it is a wonderful experience. People don't know about it. They just say, is that where the old shoe factory was?
Yeah, exactly. So it is an old shoe factory, and they have opened their doors to be an event venue right around the time when the pandemic started. So they haven't had the opportunity to really showcase their venue. So it's been a blast working with the team there at Area Events. Tons of space for us to have this fabulous party.
Yeah, two floors and then some. So the place is amazing. I was there for the community college forum to shoot some video a couple weeks ago, and I just couldn't believe what they've done to this old shoe factory. So congrats to those people, right?
Yeah, thank you. And our events committee at the Chamber has put together some really nice decorations. We worked with Gillies Lilies for centerpieces and lots of fun surprises to expect.
Yeah. Before we talk food, let's talk about the whole Roaring Twenties theme. So if I get a zoot suit or something, you know, if I go Great Gatsby or something, that'd be okay?
Absolutely. It's a semi-formal affair. You can, you know, if you want to wear just a black dress and jazz it up with some pearls, I think that's plenty.
So let's talk food now, thanks to Isabella's.
Yes, yes. For Isabella's, we are going to be doing everything from the cocktail hour down to desserts. There's going to be different dinner choices of chicken and crab cake, the tomahawk's pork. Then we're also going to have, for the vegans, cauliflower steak, different entrees, or I'm sorry, different cocktail hour. We're going to have cocktails, desserts, and everything.
Wow. So from drinks to dinner to desserts?
Yes.
Isabella's
yes.
has it covered, right?
Yes, yes. So Domenico's busy preparing for that.
This is going to be a great time. How do we get tickets, Vanessa?
So there are limited tickets available. I would say registration will probably close before the end of today, as we are almost sold out, but they can go to gsvcc.org to register.
That's the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce. Anything else we want to throw in?
Well, just really quick, I just wanted to point out we do have a lot of live music playing at the event. We have Yuri Klein Band, Greg Burgess is on the piano with Derek Scott, and then Chris Trasati and his all-star band. And, of course, all of this wouldn't be possible without our premier sponsor, Geist.
We've got drinks, we've got dinner, we've got dessert, and we've got live music.
Absolutely, and it's a once-in-a-century event, Tom. You got to be there.
Once in a century. I see what you did there. Thanks for coming in, ladies. Great to have you here.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Tom's top list is on the way. You burned yourself out last night, and it's a school day. Halloween was last night, so today, experts say at about 9:12 this morning, we'll all be crashing at work. Tom's top list of how you beat that crash.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Let's get started on a few ways you can give yourself a boost today. Because Halloween was yesterday. You may have overdone it. You got to turn around and come to work today. Now, experts say by 9:12 this morning, you'll need a pick-me-up. I think that's kind of funny if you actually start work at 9. But, you know, for me, starting at 5, yeah, maybe I need a pick-me-up at about 9 o'clock. Here's some things. Get some good news, even if you have to search for it. Good news always makes you feel good. Number 2, catch some sun. The sun is coming out, so maybe just step outside for a while. While you're out there, go for a walk. Number 4 should be number 1. Grab a coffee. All right, grab some coffee. You'll be fine. Getting fresh air ranks right up there with getting out and getting some sun. All right, receive a compliment. It'll boost your ego. And listen to this one. Listen to music. That's why I'm here. Tom's top list of pick-me-ups for the day after a holiday. News is next.
Hey, nurses.
Sports in Central PA. You gotta love it. High school football is rolling into playoffs, and locally, field hockey is rolling toward states. Details coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Careful what you ask for or wish for, you might get it. Tomorrow is a Try It Tuesday, and we are welcoming the Sealands Grove High School field hockey team into the studio. Hopefully Coach Roz will corral up a senior or two, or maybe the whole team. I don't care. Get them all in here. as they continue the road to states. They'll be playing top-ranked Crestwood tomorrow up in the District 2 area, Wyoming Seminary Field, if you know where that is. And Sealands Grove, our own Seals, are ranked second in this bracket. So we have our bracket posted on the wall here, and we'll mic them up tomorrow. I'm excited about it. Maybe some of the field hockey girls could take me out in the parking lot and show me some stick moves. That would just be amazing. All right, elsewhere, football is going on. Still, Sealands Grove on Eagle 107, the Seals play there. They'll be playing District 4 Class Quad A semis against Shamokin. That'll be on the air Friday. And Lewisburg plays on our sister station, The Valley, 100.9 FM. They'll be playing in a District 4 Class Quad A semi against Jersey Shore. We'll have those games as well. If it's going on in Central PA, we'll tell you about it.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Our parting shot on the way and a big thank you.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, here's our final shot. Someone has actually developed an app for your dog, and it acts like Tinder.
Well, it's very similar to Tinder. You swipe right on a person and they've swiped right on you. Then it starts a chat. I thought to myself that it would be great if we could find him some other playmates.
What?
That were sort of more his speed.
That's fabulous. I think it's such a fantastic way for the dogs to get together, socialize, and then for people.
Wait. The best way to get a playmate for your dog is to get another dog. I'm not the only person that thinks this way. My parents had children the same way. They never had them in odd numbers. They had them two at a time. So they had somebody to play with. Chad Evans is next with another keyword to Cancun.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.